it's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1901 UTC, and here I am. I'm DJ Marcus, and today is May 18th, 2022. And that means, yep, it is a Wednesday. Wednesdays mean I'm at home. Hooray! So, such is life. I'm here. They are doing some work on my building, the apartment building here. I went outside to see what it was, because they've been hammering for all week. Monday they started. It appears they're installing some kind of large HVAC thing on the roof. And we have, of course, a centralized boiler and chiller, so I'm not really sure what's going up there. There's a bunch of heat pipes, or a bunch of big, thick, insulated pipes coming down the side of the building. Of course, in Marcus' perspective, I'm excited because I think that means that I'm gonna get a ladder and go out there and finally run my ham radio antenna up the side of the building. Or at least, because there, I think over there it would blend in, and that would be kind of cool if I could do that. Anywho, that's going on in my land, but what's going on in the world? You know, it is news time. So, big shout out to those in comm hanging out with us. Brandon's already gone off to the roof, but one of Alts is here, and Stug and M. Chamley, thank you so much for being here. Glad to see ya. Let's go ahead and get started the way we pretty much always start.
World news.
That's right, with the world news. Startup. First, just an update. Hope is fading for those trapped in the mine in Burkina Faso. We've talked about them over the course of the week, maybe last week. Operations to try and find 8 miners who've been missing underground in a zinc mine in Burkina Faso for the past month were continue on Tuesday without much hope they could be brought up alive. The 8 miners, 6 Burkinabe and 1 Zambian and 1 Tanzanian, were trapped on April 16th at the bottom of the Perkoa mine, operated by the Canadian company Trevally Mining, located about 100 kilometers west of Ouagadougou. After heavy rains flooded the underground galleries where they were working 700 meters below ground. Yep, indeed, Stug. Since I'm on the ground floor, it makes stealth antennas a little harder because, if I had a balcony or something, I would have an outdoor antenna already, but alas, we'll figure it out one day. The chamber is still submerged by water, according to reports, said Monday evening Lieutenant Stephanie City Nana, one of the firefighters present at the scene. We could not observe through the glass to see the inside of the room. Jean Alphonse Somme, Minister of Mines, believes that rescue workers are in the final stages of pumping, and in the next few hours, at any time, it'll be possible to look inside the refuge chamber, to see if the miners are indeed inside. Antoine Banma, a relative of one of the missing miners, told AFP that he remains hopeful that our brothers and husbands and fathers will be found alive. He and other relatives of the miners meet every day at the site to support and console each other and to follow closely the progress of the operations. So, we will see what happens, but not looking so good, just as an update. 28 people had a bad day. 28 people have been killed and 30 wounded in an attempted cattle raid in northern South Sudan on Sunday and Monday. A local security official confirmed the incident on Tuesday, adding that the attacks were carried out in Lear County, Unity State, by armed youths from neighboring Mandit and Kok counties. The armed youths, came and attacked our position. 10 of our people are dead, Lear County Commissioner Stephen Taker told AFP, saying the victims were young herdsmen and a woman. On their side, 18 people died, he added, saying at least 30 other attackers were also injured. Lear County is one of the most affected areas in South Sudan, which has been living with political, economic, and security instability since its independence from Sudan in 2011. This region has been one of the epicenters of the humanitarian crisis caused by the civil war between the two enemies, Salva Kiir and Riek Machar, a native of Lier, between 2013 and 2018, which left nearly 400,000 dead. Hey, welcome, goodbye, N. Proctor. Thanks for hanging out while you were here. All right. So, if you've been listening this week and last week, you know In Proctor at Re has left for hell, which is kind of funny. So let's see what we got here. Sorry, I'm jumping around here. Boop, boop, boop. Thanks, Doug. Doug sent me a link to an ebook or a book to check out. So I'm a big map person. And we've been talking about maps of Africa. Well, Finland and Sweden have formally submitted applications to join NATO, the world's most powerful military alliance, in a move that will redraw the geopolitical map of Northern Europe. The decision by the two historically neutral countries comes in response to the invasion of Ukraine. However, in order for the Nordic countries to join the alliance, all of the others must agree to admit them. Turkey has expressed reservations, but is not expected to stand in their way. So what we've got here, copy image link here, we've got a nice little map. It's Creative Commons licensed by attribution, non-commercial share alike, which is great. It's coming to us from our friends in Al Jazeera, NATO map. The size is a little small, but it shows us the history. In 1949, it was Belgium. Hey, next one. Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the UK, and the US. Then we added Greece and Turkey, and West Germany joined. Then Spain. Then Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland. And then finally, in 2004, 2009, 2017, and 2020, a whole slew of the, oh man, this map projection is kind of funny. It's hard for me to tell where it is. I think that's the Black Sea? But I can't tell. Anyway, Bulgaria, Estonia, those countries over there. Hey, Ice303, welcome, welcome. Okay. Oh, hey, one of Alts lets me know about a cool map guy. Johnny Harris, a YouTuber. He presents matters with the aid of old maps. I like that. Hello, hello. All right. So let's keep on moving. Sorry, I've gotten distracted as I've been all day. All day I've been distracted or sleepy. I'm trying to focus, but it's been trouble. Mozambique declares polio outbreak linked to Pakistan. Yeah, that's right. Health authorities in Mozambique declared a polio outbreak in the country. Declaration on Wednesday, May 18th. That's today. Follows the confirmation of a child in the country's northeastern Tete province, who got paralyzed by the disease. The case in Mozambique is the second imported case of polio in southern Africa this year, following a case discovered in Malawi in mid-February. It is the first case of wild polio in Mozambique since 1992, although cases linked to a mutated virus from the oral vaccine were detected in 2019. Sequencing indicates that the case in Mozambique is linked to a strain of polio spreading in Pakistan in 2019, similar to the case reported in Malawi earlier this year. The WHO, the World Health Organization, declared Africa free of the wild polio virus in August 2020, even though numerous countries across the continent have reported outbreaks linked to the vaccine in recent years. There is no difference between the disease caused by the wild virus or the mutated virus from the vaccine. The detection of another case of wild polio virus in Africa is greatly concerning, even if it's unsurprising given the recent outbreak. However, it shows how dangerous it is and how quickly it can spread. So, very, very scary times indeed. It's wild to think that polio is still around and is endemic in certain parts of the world. Hey, M. Chomley. I have several receivers for HF. They're fun to listen to. I kind of want to get a shortwave radio because I feel like those would be kind of fun. Stug saying, some of the Digimodes, like FT8, are technical fun rather than lots of chatting. And Tobe, it suggests that Stug builds synthesizers. Simp feels like work or makes me design boring simp. Or work makes me... Simp feels like work or work makes me designing boring simps. Okay. Well, that's fun. All right, let's keep it moving. Calm is always fun. We're 10 minutes in, which of course means this guy.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
But don't worry. We got to talk about something very, very serious. Are you ready for this? Monkeypox. That's right. Very serious. Monkeypox fears in Europe as Portugal detects 5 cases and Spain investigates infections. Watch out. Portugal has identified an outbreak of monkeypox cases, with Spain also testing 8 people for the virus. Ooh, scary. As health officials across Europe race to investigate the sudden emergence and spread of the rare infection. It comes as UK announced on Wednesday evening that it detected 2 further cases, bringing its nationwide total to 9. In Portugal, a total of 20 suspected cases have been identified, 5 of which have been confirmed, all of whom are in stable condition. The 8 suspected cases in Spain, all located in Madrid, are being analyzed to confirm a diagnosis. A spokesman for Madrid's regional health department said, generally speaking, monkeypox is spread by respiratory transmission. The characteristics of the 8 suspected cases points towards fluid contact. The 8 suspected cases in Madrid are among men who have sex with men. They are doing well, but this illness can require hospital treatment. So this is very spooky and scary. Portuguese says its 20 suspected cases were all men who live in the region of Lisbon in the Tagus Valley. The recent UK cases are predominantly among gay or bisexual men, which is highly suggestive of spread in sexual networks, according to Matteo Prochazaka, an infectious disease epidemiologist at the UK Health Security Agency. The virus is likely spreading via the close contact associated with sexual transmission. Another epidemiologist at the University of Nottingham, and not because it has morphed into an STI. Further worth looking at whether the virus is found in semen is required to say if it is truly sexually transmitted. The Spanish Health Ministry said a nationwide alert has been issued over its possible outbreak to guarantee a swift, coordinated, and timely response. Could you imagine? You're in the hospital, very sick with monkeypox, and the doctor comes in and is like, hey, we need you to fill this cup with some semen, please. Oh, man. Ugh. That just seems awful. Monkeypox. Initial symptoms of monkeypox include fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion. A rash can develop, often beginning on the face, before spreading to other parts of the body, including the hands, feet, and genitals. Monkeypox can be spread from an animal bite or a scratch, body fluids, contaminated objects, or close contact with an infected person. Infection is usually associated with travel to West Africa, where it's believed to circulate among certain types of rodents. So, ooh, scary diseases, right? Well, don't worry. If you're stressed out like I'm feeling right now, you can have some beer.
That's correct.
Well, maybe not. Germany beer bottle shortage. I repeat, beer bottle shortage. German beer bottle shortage industry warns of tense situation. German breweries are warning there could be a shortage of beer bottles this summer amid rising production costs and a shortage of lorry drivers. The situation is extremely tense, the chief executive of German Brewers Federation told German newspaper Bild. The shortage of glass bottles will mainly affect small and medium-sized breweries. Brewers are having to pay 80% more for new glass bottles than they did a year ago. The cost of beer is also rising. Dang, 80% more? It's already like $7 to $9 a pint here in Austin. I can't imagine. Brewers are having to... one of the reasons behind the shortage is a hike in energy prices, which is causing the price of glass to increase, a glass industry spokesman told Bild. In addition, Holger Eichel of the German Brewers Federation said a lack of lorry drivers would make it harder to maintain supply chains. As a result, he said the cost of new glass bottles had nearly doubled in the last year. So, very, very scary indeed. We got some ham chatter in com. If you are into that, go check that out. Very cool. You might check out a program called WSJTX. That is a fun one. You get to do all the cool modes, FT8 and also JT9, which can be a lot of fun if you're doing low power. I think, what is low power? QSO, I think. Just if you're doing low power stuff, these digital modes are so fun. You might also check out Whisper. All right. Sorry. I love it. I like ham radio. It's a lot of fun. Get your license if you're in a country that has them. We got to play a song, but first, I got to tell you the remaining bit of wild news here, because we have two more food stories. Florence Coffee Bar, Florence, Italy, is had a coffee bar customer call police over the price of espresso. That's right. A coffee bar in Florence was fined 1,000 euros after a customer got steamed up over the price of a cup of espresso. The customer called police after being charged 2 euros for his coffee, a decaffeinated one, at the Ditta Artigianale in the center of the Tuscan city. The man complained that the price wasn't displayed on a menu behind the counter. It was this error that landed the bar, which is celebrated for its coffee making and has won several competitions, in trouble. The owner vented about the fine on social media and defended his coffee, which he said comes from a small plantation in Mexico and is prepared with great care. He argued that the price of coffee was displayed on a digital menu. They fined me because somebody got offended by for paying $2 for decaffeinated coffee. In Italy, the average cost for an espresso is a dollar or 1 euro, although more than 70% of bars increased prices earlier in the year due to supply chain issues. Consumers groups warned that the price of an espresso could rise to a dollar or 1.50 euros. QRP. There we go. QRP. Thanks, Doug. I have, like I said, since my antenna is not on the roof, I have not been using my radio very much. Very sad. I have a couple radios just hanging out, just being sad, rotting. All right. Well, so that's going on. Here's your last food story before a song. McDonald's and Wendy's are sued for burger ads that mislead on size. What? There's a Michael Douglas film from, I guess, the late 90s, early 2000s called Falling Down. And I really enjoyed that movie. It's about a guy who's lost his job but still commutes back and forth to work. He's in LA and he's commuting. You don't know that he's lost his job till like almost the very end. Sorry, spoilers. But it's a 20-something-year-old movie. But anyway, the part that I wanted to mention was basically he starts out with a briefcase with a sandwich and some chips in it. And he abandons his car on the freeway and starts walking across the city. And as he walks across the city, he runs into different thugs or different bad guys and fights them and then takes their weapons and marches on. And at one point, he ends up at a Burger King or an alternate reality version of Burger King. And he has a duffel bag full of automatic weapons. And he just shoots. He goes in, he gets a bad squished up burger, and he shoots up the ceiling and says, like, he wants a burger that looks like the picture. And that's kind of what's happening here. A New York man has a beef to pick with McDonald's and Wendy's misleading adverts he says makes their burgers look much bigger than they actually are. In the proposed class action lawsuit, he accuses the fast food giants of unfair and deceptive trade practices. He's seeking $50 million, or 40.3 million pounds, in damages for himself and other duped customers. The chain didn't comment immediately on the suit, which compiles many complaints from social media. Rival Burger King was hit with a similar lawsuit in Florida in March by the same law firm. While Burger King has yet to respond in court, an amended complaint shows that more unhappy customers have signed on to the suit. The company's adverts are unfair and financially damaging consumers as they are receiving food that is much lower in value than what's being promised. The lawsuit against McDonald's and Wendy's says the burgers in the marketing are at least 15% larger than they are in real life. Includes some of the reactions on social media calling out the discrepancy. It's relatively unusual to see this kind of case in the U.S., where many advertising disputes are between competitors and resolved quietly through an industry body. A lot of the disputes never come to light. But, you know, that's kind of how that goes. But, you know, the late, great Blaze Foley had a song about cheeseburgers and good French fries. And here it is. It's called Good Big Cheeseburgers and Good French Fries from Blaze Foley.
I got an angel of a woman with big brown eyes. Got friends in the country and old neckties. Love big cheeseburgers and good french fries. Could go fishing, but the fish draw flies. Could go swimming if it ain't too deep. Rather to sit here and rest my feet. No, I ain't lazy cause I don't like to sleep. I might just be lazy to you. I wanna live in the city, have a telephone. I wanna live in the country, throw my dog a bone. Ride on a spaceship, I wanna get lost. Mom still tell me about the penny it costs. I ride a bicycle, but my ass gets sore. Sell a holy Bible from door to door. Used to be stupid, but ain't no more. Might just be stupid to you. Thank you. Well, I like to drink beer, hang out in the bars. Don't like busting, don't like cars. Don't like presidents, don't like stars. Never had stitches, but I do got scars. Love to go to parties and love my friends. Got no books, just got bookends. Think I'm crazy, but that depends. Don't seem that crazy to me. Well, the story's old, been said before. That's all there is to it, and here's some more. Friend coming over from a liquor store. Joe, he danced till his feet get sore. I love my woman and my woman love me. Don't go skiing, cause I can't ski. That kind of thing never did bother me, so it shouldn't be bothering you. Got an angel of a woman with big brown eyes. Got friends in the country and old neckties. Love big cheeseburgers and good french fries. Could go fish, but the fish draw flies. Could go swimming if it ain't too deep. Rather just sit here and cool my feet. No, I ain't lazy cause I don't like to sleep. Might just be lazy to you. Might just be stupid to you. Don't seem that crazy to me. But it shouldn't be bothering you.
Oh, yeah. I freaking love Blaze Foley, man. Hold on. Sitting by the road. Isn't that great?
Sitting by the road, going nowhere. Ah, but I'll get there somehow, someday, some way I know. Sitting by the road, looking at the sky. Wonder where do we go? Why do we die? What did I say? Did I really try? Just sitting by the road, not a doubt in my mind. But if you believe that, believe anything, tell me it's not.
Fanon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to a non-radio powered by SDF, and SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here and hanging out. We're still talking ham radio and music and all sorts of fun stuff in comm. If you ever are listening to a non-radio and you're like, man, I want to talk to somebody about what I just heard, well, you've got a bunch of choices. There is a, Let's see. I think there's Matrix, there's XMPP, there's Mastodon. You can use IRC. You can go to the B-board if you really want to. But all the magic, in my opinion, is happening over in comm. That's where you get to hang out and chat and just have some good old times. Usually there's people around. All right. So let's keep on moving. There's a lot of news and only about 6 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe comes along. So let's do it. First, I just wanted to mention a book. There's a book review on The Guardian, but I wanted to mention there's a new book called Nazi Billionaires, and the author, David DeJong, explores the damning history of companies who've refused to examine their murky history with Hitler. Basically, it investigates how Germany's richest business dynasties made fortunes by aiding and abetting the Third Reich. It also examines how 8 decades later, they still escape close scrutiny, and a nation that has done so much to confront its catastrophic past still suffers a very particular blind spot. I don't know. I'm very interested in this book just because there are a lot of companies that there's always big companies that benefit from these kind of things. The photo that accompanies the article is strange because I've never seen a photo of Hitler laughing or smiling, and he looks like somebody's grandpa. It's very wild. All right. Let's see. Oh, look. Stug lets us know something. This is news to me. The UK equivalent license is called the Foundation license versus the Technician license. And you have pretty much the same bands as full license. You're just limited to 10 watts. All right. Well, let's keep moving. Focus. Russian soldier, Ukraine live news. Russian soldier, the first one, admits war crime and the first trial of its kind since the war began. Vadim Shishimarin, 21, was accused of killing a civilian in Ukraine's Sumy region. He's accused and pled guilty to killing a civilian. Mariupol's fall appears near as Ukraine declares an end to Azovstal Steelworks operation, where its soldiers held for a month. Moscow says nearly 1,000 fighters who had been holed up at the steelworks have surrendered this week, while a separatist leader says top commanders remain inside. Russia expelled dozens of diplomats from France, Italy, and Spain in retaliatory moves. And Finland and Sweden, as we mentioned earlier, applied to join NATO. So the Ukrainian, the border of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, pretty much most of that's controlled by Russia now, at least the parts that were part of Ukraine. Odessa is still, is still okay, but Moldova's right behind him. So it's going to be weird. It's going to be a tough time. I don't like talking about the Ukraine stories because we can see them all over the place, and they're really sad. It's just, anyway, we're just going to keep on moving. Always click manage my cookies and say that I do not want any vendor cookies. Even if, what The Guardian is doing to me, there are hundreds of entries in this list to check whether or not I would prefer them to be able to give me cookies or not. And it's like, geez Louise, man. Just let me opt out of everything. Thanks. No more green-eyed babies, says X1. Historic equal pay deal for U.S. men and women's football teams. That's right. The U.S. men's and women's national soccer teams will receive equal pay under a historic agreement announced by the U.S. Soccer Federation on Wednesday. The move makes the federation the first in the world to equalize World Cup prize money awarded to its men and women's teams. This is truly a historic moment. These agreements have changed the game forever here in the States and have the potential to change the game around the world, according to President of the U.S. Soccer, Cindy Parlow Cohn. The terms of Wednesday's landmark deal include identical compensation for all competitions, including the FIFA World Cup, and the introduction of the same commercial revenue-sharing mechanisms for both teams. The deal stipulates that players from both teams pool and share the otherwise unequal prize money paid by FIFA for participation in their respective World Cups. For non-World Cup tournaments, players for both teams will earn an equal amount of the total prize money paid when both teams participate in the same competition. So I thought that's really cool. It's one of those things where it's like, even though FIFA might not recognize equality there, the United States organization does. The agreement runs through 2028 and also aims to improve player health and safety, data privacy, and the need to balance responsibilities to both club and country. And that's all the time we got. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's 19:30 UTC on another damn day. If you got time, check out an innocent man cooked alive after tasered. He was tasered at a gas station, and then he basically was caught on fire because they tasered him while he was pumping gas, which is a very Florida thing to do. And, that's about it. See you later. Meow, meow,
meow. Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee.
7, 6.